Hello, everybody. I'm Amy.
And I'm Haley.
And this is the Amy and Haley podcast.
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
It's a lovely, lovely Tuesday today. And we're here to wish you all a day of love.
It's love for everybody.
Love comes in all shapes and sizes. Little love, big yes. Love.
One person, two
people, three people. Well, I love you, Haley.
I love you too. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Do you have plans?
Just getting dinner with my significant other, who shall not be named in case there are stalkers out there.
Yes.
You know who you are.
Anyway.
I meant my lover.
No. Oh, not your stalker. Okay. I was like, you're calling him out just right off the bat. Okay.
Anyways, for this episode, we will be talking about the five love languages in the name of love. It just made sense that this episode is going to be about it.
Yeah. Okay, so if we're going to get into it, for people who don't know, the five love languages are quality time, acts of service, receiving gifts, words of affirmation, and physical touch. Should I try to guess yours?
Yes. That'd be fun. We'll guess each other's. Before we jump into that, love languages are basically how you receive love or how people give love. So there are different ways that, or different actions that people take, and as a result of them, you feel closer to them or more connected to them in the relationship. And so the five that Haley mentioned are the main ones that whoever created categorized them into those kind of sections.
It's very interesting because, you know, does this test tell you, it tells you, like, what you like to receive, mm-hmm. right? And so not necessarily how you do it?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. That's, like, a different test, theoretically. Because a lot of people, how they receive love is not the same way that they give love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think some people say, though, that when you expect a certain kind of love, and so that's how you deliver it. In a way, because that's how you would receive it, and
that's
then
true.
That's how a lot of people may not feel the same kind of connection because that's not the kind of love that they perceive.
That's true. Because I don't want to give away what mine is.
Yeah, do not. Not yet.
And I'll say it later because I'm like, okay, I think yours is
mm-hmm.
like words of affirmation.
Mm.
That seems wrong. That felt wrong in your response, but that's my guess.
Do you want to guess mine in order?
No, I just was going to guess your top one.
Okay.
Should I guess, well, was that one right?
Yeah.
Okay, great. I'm like, I'll guess them, but that's the one that I was, like, confident in mm-hmm. until your response, I was no longer confident.
No, I didn't want to give it away.
Okay, I'm like, I'm easily swayed. Okay, so I think your first, okay, is it pretty obvious? Like, it's pretty separated?
I think the first two are pretty separated.
Okay, from
the,
like
rest.
The rest. Okay.
Yeah.
I want to say it's okay, for me it's a toss up between acts of service or quality time because I feel like when I think of you, I think of both of those things. So I want to say, oh, I don't want to be wrong, but I want to say, oh no.
It's okay to be wrong. We'll learn more about each other this way.
I know, but I'm really trying to assess because I feel like acts of service is, like, more, no. Okay, I'm gonna go with quality time and then acts of service, but even though you said it was pretty separated, so that's pretty interesting. What if it's at the bottom? One of them's at the bottom. Anyways, doesn't matter. I don't know. I feel like physical touch is at the bottom. I don't know if that's true. And then receiving gifts is above physical touch.
You got them all right.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm glad I went back because I was like, you know, no, actually, I think you would appreciate quality time more. Woo!
Good job.
Good. Thank you.
But you do realize now there's more pressure on me because you know me perfectly, and if I don't get these right, then obviously I'm the bad friend here.
But I don't think you can get it wrong.
Oh, gosh. Okay. I think the order for you mm-hmm. is quality time, words of affirmation, acts of service, touch and gifts.
Interesting.
Is it all wrong? All
no,
wrong.
No, it's not all wrong. Quality time is first. Mm-hmm. But they're all, like, pretty close. Mm. I mean, not all necessarily, but acts of service and receiving gifts are tied. Mm. And then words of affirmation and physical touch is tied. See? It goes, wow. I have 27% quality time and then 20% with receiving gifts and mm-hmm. Acts of service and then 17 as words of affirmation and physical touch.
Okay.
I feel like I like everything.
Yeah.
Just because I think it's just however someone exhibits it. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh yeah, I'll take it. I don't know. I always have a hard time with these tests because I'm like, I don't know.
I think it's interesting. You're right. Because looking at Haley's tests on the screen, all of them are really close to each other. Mm-hmm. They're pretty evenly distributed.
Yeah.
And do you, looking at it, do you think, so since it has quality time as the first one, and I did guess quality time.
You did, yeah. So I was like, that was right.
Yeah. So I can see that from you.
Yeah.
Where, like, you enjoy just, like, being with people. Your
yeah.
friends, your family. That's how you feel loved.
Yes. Which is true. I do agree with that, I think. Like, out of everything, right? You would mm-hmm. just rather spend time with someone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What I thought was interesting was that gifts was tied for second.
Okay, I have this beef with, because I feel like there's, and especially with my other friends, they think of me, I'm, like, interested that you put that, like, last.
Maybe I don't know you that well.
Because normally they're like, oh, like, they know I love giving gifts, mm-hmm. and I also love, like, getting gifts. Mm-hmm. But it's, like, this is why I have beef with it, because I feel like it has a bad rep of, like, giving gifts. Like, I don't want, like, a super expensive gift. But here's my other thing. Also, I'm gonna get off topic a little bit. But in the sense that, like, I don't, as much as I like getting gifts, I hate, and I think I was talking to you about this, I don't like the social, like, expectation of getting gifts. Like, for example, from friends, I like it, but, like, from coworkers or something, or, like, around holidays where you're expected to give gifts, I don't like the whole, like, do I say thank you even though I don't really know them, and then, like, do I give them a hug? Like, it's very awkward for me receiving gifts. I don't, like that, but I like being thought of that they get me a gift. Like, they thought of me. That's so nice. Is more where I was coming from, like, little trinkets. Like, my friend got me a postcard from Oregon when she visited, and I really cherish that, because I was like, you thought of me when you were there. That's so nice. I feel very loved like that.
Okay.
You know?
I see that, yeah.
Yeah, right? Like, little things.
Yeah, and that feeling of someone saw something and they thought of you, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It can definitely go a long way. Which I think is surprising, because for me, giving gifts, or, like, gifts in general, was more towards the bottom.
Yeah, but I feel like I see that.
In me as
in our relationship. Yeah, oh. Like, in our relationship, for example. Like, I know that's where we sort of differ. Like, for me, words of affirmation is pretty near the bottom, just because I'm like, like, I think I don't also have words. And, like, when we give gifts to each other, I don't really, like writing letters specifically, but I'll think really hard about the gift I'm giving you.
Mm.
You know? Versus, I feel like I, so when I get a gift from you, and then I read your letter, I'm like, oh, yeah, like, I know to read the letter.
Mm.
Because I'm like, this is how Amy shows her love, right?
You're good.
Thank you.
That is correct. Yeah, and I think that, especially for this past Christmas,
mm-hmm.
when you gave me your gifts, I think we don't usually have, I guess, like, we exchange gifts, but then before, we started the podcast and started seeing each other more frequently, we would only see each other
mm-hmm.
when we were giving gifts.
Yeah,
right?
That's
birthday.
True.
Christmas. And so I definitely felt more connected to you this year.
Oh, that's because good.
Because the gifts that you gave me, I felt, were very relevant
yeah.
to the connection that good. We've been having with each other.
That's good, because I've been really hard about gifts. But I'm like, oh, I have to I give them so. Something. Yeah, that's like, I'm like, something that, like, you know, is our relationship and shows that I appreciate our relationships. That's why gifts is pretty high for me, because I'm like, yes, much thought went into this to show that I care.
Yeah, I told, like, my whole family.
Really?
Yeah, I even pulled it out.
Yay!
Like,
that's so exciting.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
It makes it all worthwhile, then, because I'm like, that's really nice. You know, when someone, like, really likes your gift, and you're just like, awesome, I thought about it so long.
Yeah, it's really funny to think about, because, like you said, for the card, that's, like, the main thing that I focus on. So, when I write cards, I go through this entire process where I think about it first. I brainstorm what I want to say in it, because I don't want to say the same things that I said in, say, like, your birthday card and
oh,
your Christmas
yeah.
card.
Mm-hmm.
Because the main feeling overall is that I love you and you're my friend. But I can't say the same. Like, you gotta come from different angles.
Yeah. I have a hard time with that. I'm not really good with words. I don't know why I have a podcast. But I think, and I kind of, because I know, so I'm like, I try to put effort into the words that I'm writing. But sometimes I think I go off and it becomes, like, too long, because I'm like, oh, I have to make this, like, sentimental. And I have to make it, you know, to show my appreciation, even though that's not really how I exhibit. But I'm like, that's how you accept love. So I'm like, I gotta do it, but I don't know how. So I think I've gotten better. And then I'm like, just also don't put too much pressure on it, because I'm like, it's okay if you're not good at this, you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
I try my best.
I think the thing about being friends and how when you're closer with someone and knowing how they express their love, you become more open to, say, me knowing that you're not really, the way you accept love is not really writing, but then seeing all the beautiful gifts you give me.
Yes.
And accepting that.
Yeah, that's good. As long as you feel the love,
I feel
still,
the love.
Then that's good. That's what matters. Yeah, because I think the more you know someone, the more you learn.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes both ways. You know, like, I know you like words, so I try. But also, you know, I like to give gifts. Although maybe you know that now.
I know it now.
And so now
I've
you're like,
exposed.
Oh, I see.
You know what? Maybe I'm the perfect example of someone who perceives that everyone else is more, like, I perceived you as a words of affirmation person, but I'm just, like, pushing my own thoughts. Or you did so well with your cards.
Yeah, thank you.
You
I think that was
me.
It, yeah. I did a great job, is
good
what
job.
I'm hearing.
Well, your bottom one is tied. Physical touch. How do you feel about hugs?
Okay. You want to get into it?
Let's get into it.
I don't like, it's hard. That's why I have a hard time with these tests, because obviously it depends on who,
who's
like
hugs,
it's,
who's
yeah,
touching you.
Who it's coming from. I hate the whole expectation of, like, when I go to family gatherings, you gotta, like, you walk in and you greet everyone and you have to give them a hug.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that. And I don't, and even then it's not always family gatherings and we're like, they give you a hug, and I'm just, like, taken aback every time, and I forget that that's a social expectation sometimes, and I'm just like, I don't know, it seems odd. Anyways, with, like, people you don't really know, but I think, like, with friends, but also a lot of my friends aren't really, like, touchy people either.
Did I hug when I came in today? I don't even
know. No, but also you had a story.
Oh, yeah.
I know, but you,
story
you
words.
Hug.
Yeah. I am a hugger. It was interesting because on my way here to our podcast, I was thinking about this topic, and I tried to imagine, I hope this is not awkward, but I tried to imagine myself hugging you. And I thought, do we normally hug often? But I think I do hug you.
Yeah, and I think especially when we don't see each other very often, like it used to be we would hug each other every time we'd meet because it was like twice a year.
Yeah.
But now that we're meeting more, I don't think we hug anymore really. But then I know because I consciously try to think of like, oh, Amy's coming. Remember to give her a hug when you see her. Because I forget. But obviously I forgot today. I was thinking about it when you walked in though, and I was like, there's not a good time anymore.
If you think about it.
It's too late. What?
Wait, it doesn't make sense. I was gonna say, it's been a long time since we saw each other, so we need to talk and not hug. But then that contradicts what you said before, because we used to hug when we didn't see each other that much.
Yeah.
So.
I think, yeah, for me it's a learned behavior and not really something.
Natural.
Yeah. So that's why I think about it all the time. Like, I saw my friend who lives in Seattle, and for, like, it had been a while since I saw him, and I was like, oh, hi, blah, blah, and I, like, kept doing my stuff, and I was like, oh, hi, and then I gave him a hug, and I was like, I forget, but I have to remember, and it's conscious, like, I have to actually remember it. It's not like, oh, I voluntarily give you a hug kind of thing, like, I'm like, this is a cue that is expected of me, so I must do it. When someone doesn't give you a hug, do you think about it?
No.
Okay.
I think that it depends on the person, too. And the situation, the environment. Just like today, we're just jumping right in and catching up, where I didn't even think about the hug.
Until now.
Yeah. I hope you're not offended.
I'm very offended.
But also, I think that ever since I've been in a relationship, physical touch has become higher on that list, but only with my boyfriend.
I know, that's what I was like, I think if I'm in a relationship, it would be higher up, but right now, since I'm not, it's like, not really. But, I think like with my family, I give them hugs. So maybe.
Yeah.
You know, so that's why I'm like, I would imagine it would bump up later, but not right now.
Yeah. And I agree with you in how sometimes you don't know whether to give people hugs, especially with work people, or maybe, like, older colleagues, or, you know, like, people that you weren't really close with but are kind of close with, that fine line. And you don't know if you're going in for the hug or you're going to be at a distance and wave.
Well, here's, okay, so this guy that I used to work with because he left, and, like, I wasn't really that close to him at all, and when he left, he, like, gave me a little side hug, and I was very much taken aback because I thought it was just gonna be like, okay, bye, like, have a good life kind of thing, and I was like, oh, you're here to give me a hug, and it's just, I just, like, forget, and I'm like, I didn't hug anyone when I left my job. I mean, also, I wasn't, like, really that close to anyone, you know? But I was like, yeah, it's just, I don't know, like, do you think, because I think about it, and I think it's because it doesn't come naturally. Like, do you think about it, or does it come pretty naturally? Like, who you hug, who you don't hug, if they're going to go for a hug. Like, are they, I overthink about it, I think.
I don't think I think about it as much as you. I think it just comes to my head. Like, it's time to hug. Like, hi, Haley. And then I would just come to you. Where in certain certain situations, someone's standing, like, too far for you to go directly to them. Or if you feel like you need a hug, then you could just go for it.
Okay. Imagine this. You're walking up to a group of five people, and two of them you're, like, friends with, and the other three are strangers.
You do the hug.
You hug all of them. Because I'm going to tell you a story.
I'm ready.
I can't with the social stuff.
But
my dad and I went to a hockey game, and his friend, who he used to play basketball with, and that's how they met, but, like, they played basketball together for a while, was at the game with his two daughters. And we walked to go meet them, and his friend had, like, walked to meet us, and I saw him, and I was like, I know his friend. Like, I've seen him. I used to go to my dad's basketball games kind of thing. He, like, drove me to a hockey game once kind of thing. And so, like, I know him. And so I gave him a hug. And, like, I didn't really think too much about it. But it's like, yeah, I know you. Hey, it's been a long time since I've seen you. Then he walks us back to where his daughters are. I don't know them. And I thought, what am I going to do? Like, I was just, like, I'm like, I don't know them. Yeah. It seems weird. And so one came in with a hug. And the other one came in, I think I went, I initiated a handshake. And then we were, like, chatting a bit, and I was like, okay. And then as we were, like, leaving.
Oh, leaving's the worst. Gotta do it again.
Yeah. And then I was like, I don't know, because one, I gave a handshake, and one, I gave a hug. But that was because I met one first, went for the hug, and then the second one came up later, and we went through the handshake. And I was like, well, now it's, like, do you do both? And then it ended up just being one hug and one handshake, but I feel like she thought it was weird because I don't know, and then I don't know because I think also, yeah, also her boyfriend I gave a handshake to. Because I'm like, I don't know any of you. And then we walked into their seat. It was just a whole weird situation because it was like, it was one and one, and then it's like.
Now you gotta commit.
Yeah. I'm like, look, you gotta commit either way.
I think you did the best you could in that situation. I probably would have done the same.
But I think you wouldn't have thought about it.
Like, probably it would have just whatever happened. Yeah.
Yeah. And I've been like, I was like, I don't know what I'm gonna do. I was genuinely thinking about it. Too long. I just gotta let it blow past me. Like, even now when I think about it, I'm like, gosh. That was awkward.
Or you kind of pause and force them
to make the decision.
To make the decision. You just follow. But have you seen Friends? Where the episode where Rachel is doing an interview. I don't remember. It was for Bloomingdale's or Ralph Lauren or whatever. And the boss goes in for a hug, but she went in for the handshake and obviously hit him in a wrong spot.
Right.
And so I think when people make a move, they gotta make it, they gotta express it. Like, big hug. If you're going for the handshake, pull that hand out really fast.
Okay.
So you know what's going on. So it's not vague. You know, it's kind of like, is this a hand?
Okay, so at my company, like, Christmas party, the bosses were, like, already there when we drove up there, you know? And I was, like, one of the partners I hadn't seen in a while, so I was going to... And I was like, oh, I was going to give him a hug. I think my instinct is if I haven't seen them in a long time, the hug comes more naturally. If they're strangers, it doesn't really come. But anyway, so I was, like, thinking about giving him a hug, and then I thought, and then I started thinking about it. And I was like, is that weird? Because he's, like, my boss. But then I'm like, everyone is, like, pretty, like, when you're outside of, like, specifically the company office, you, like, they're pretty friendly hugs around kind of thing. And I was just like, I don't know. So then I didn't do anything. And then I thought, is that weirder? Because I actually didn't greet him at all.
Oh!
And I thought, well... You gotta commit. So sometimes I think about that too because I'm like, sometimes I'm too much indecision, so I just don't do anything. But then that comes across as rude if you don't even greet them.
Right.
Anyways, it's fine. You live life, you move on.
I think the situation was, I would have thought about that too. Like with your boss, do you hug them?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. Well, if that happens to me. I'll let you know. I think I have hugged my boss.
I think what I'm learning is that if you don't really think about it, it's not an issue.
Right.
So I just need to not and just do whatever and move along. And that's that.
It's the best way to go about it. Good job.
I struggle with everything. Anyways.
All right, so we've discussed physical touch.
Too much. I'm sorry about that, but I have thoughts. Questions.
Words. Words of affirmation. Giving gifts.
We haven't done acts of service.
What is acts of service to you? It's your tied for number two. I think acts of service was third for mine?
Three, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's more like when, you know, when you're struggling with something or you're really busy and then someone helps you out kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm surprised that acts of service is lower from mine.
That's why I was like,
mm-hmm.
Do you have the percentages?
It's probably somewhere
else. Okay. Yeah, because I thought they would be pretty close for you, because I kind of think of, but I'm like, who wouldn't like acts of service?
Right.
I think, but I guess there are people.
I think in a way, maybe some are just, they like other ones.
Oh, more.
They prefer, yeah, than acts of service.
Yeah.
In a way, maybe acts of service is just like equally important to everyone.
Yeah, I think it was kind of hard for me to think about it because I had to think about it in a specific way. Because on one hand, yes, if someone's thinking of you and tries to help you out kind of thing is very nice. But on the other hand, they could do it wrong. And then that's not really that helpful either. You know, it's like, you're like, okay, thanks for trying, but also it wasn't really helpful. So, and then also if, it depends how you see it, because if you're like, oh, no, I didn't want to be a burden, you know, you didn't have to do that for me.
Yeah.
It's also an interesting take on it, you know?
Also, I think sometimes if people don't see acts of service as one of their top languages of love, then in a way, maybe they don't appreciate certain things.
Oh.
Like they overlook the things that people do for them. For example, I just coming up with hypothetically, say your significant other, you live with your significant other, and your significant other's love language is acts of service. So they make you breakfast in the morning, or they make you coffee, tea, and they make the beds. And so maybe to you, you kind of see that as, oh, they do that every morning, so that's not a big deal, right? But to them, that's their love language, and they're trying to show you that they love you.
Mm-hmm.
But for someone who just sees acts of service as maybe something that's done every day and it's not anything, maybe that could be how someone can overlook acts of service.
Then in that case, I think mine would be lower. It should be lower for me. Because specifically breakfast, like, if we use that as an example,
mm-hmm.
Sometimes I don't, you know, is it acts of service if they're making breakfast for, like, them, and it happens to also be breakfast for you?
Maybe not. Maybe they just made it for you.
But they wouldn't just make breakfast for you.
Don't eat. I think acts of service is they do it for you. Everything is
for
you. But,
like, specifically.
Specifically.
So, I feel like it really depends.
Mm-hmm.
Because, for that specific example, I think of my dad who tends to make breakfast on the weekends.
Mm-hmm.
However, I don't really like how he makes breakfast. So, is that me not, you know, like, that's his way of expressing love,
mm-hmm.
and I don't appreciate it because I don't like the way he makes breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not specifically for me because he's making breakfast
for everyone.
For mainly himself, like, what he wants to eat. I mean, also my mom. So I think it is mainly for my mom.
Mm-hmm.
So in that case, I'm, like, a subsidiary.
Mm-hmm.
But when I think about that example, that's what I think about.
Mm.
And I'm not like, oh, he's doing this, you know.
Yeah. Maybe if I can think of another example.
Okay.
Like, maybe if I'm trying to think. Service.
Because
it's not gifts. It's service.
This is what I was thinking. Like, for example, if I know you're really busy at work, I might post our Instagram post instead. Because I know you're really busy. So I will take on some of the work to try and help out in other ways.
Mm.
Is like active service. Is what I was thinking.
Yeah.
But what if I do it wrong? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I'm saying, like, if someone is, like, trying to help out, mm-hmm. sometimes it's not that helpful. But are you... So,
that's... I guess I was thinking of it more generally. So maybe someone's acts, like, service, I think of, like, chores. Like, maybe yeah. they're doing your laundry for you.
Yeah.
And those kinds of things, is there a way to do it wrong? They did your... So, yeah, they yes. did the laundry wrong, right?
Yeah, imagine they put your pinks in your whites and it messes everything up. So I think it's just, like, I do think it's something that people could, you know, people take for granted. That it's just, like, and especially for some, like, I'm kind of type A, and so if they're trying to help out, but I'm like, ugh, I didn't really like that, I'm, like, taking it for granted that they tried to help out, you know? And so sometimes I get upset at my mom because I, like, try to help out, but she doesn't like the way that I do things. And I was like, okay, then I won't try anymore, you know?
Do you think that for your mom... Her love language is acts of service?
No, because she doesn't like it when I do it.
Like, oh, at all.
Like, for example, if I'm like, I mean, I don't really know, but I think, you know, like if I try to do the dishes, mm-hmm. she'll get upset that I didn't clean them like
100%.
Yeah. And I'm just like,
I think that's
okay.
like a mom thing.
Yeah. Like I tried to help out though. That's yeah. what matters.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what her love language would be.
Yeah. For my mom, I think it's acts of service.
Okay, so tell me about that.
Yeah, so that was kind of what I was playing off of, where a lot of the time in the household, she would see if you're helping her with chores. And that makes the load less on her for things that she needs to do in the house. And so that's how she feels loved. My family. And so, in a way, I think there are opportunities for you to make a mistake with the things because there's a certain way that she wants it to be done, but she teaches everyone in the family until we get it right.
Okay.
And then now we're almost at her level. She says we're not at her level yet of cleaning standard, but we'll get there someday. It's a learning process for all of us.
Okay.
Yeah, so an example would be I would wipe down the counters, and then she would wipe them again. And
but,
I said, I already did it.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, it's okay, I'm doing them again to double check and make sure everything is good. But I appreciate that you tried.
Okay, does she say that,
yeah.
actually? Oh, okay,
only when
nice.
I bring up that I already
did
them.
It. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Does it make you feel kind of sad if she does it again? Or, like, it hurts your feelings, you know, because you're like, I already did that, and then she just does it again?
I think it used to.
Oh, okay.
But then as I've grown up and I'm taking a lot of, like supporting her with a lot of the chores, then I'm kind of learning that it's not personal. My mom's just, like, a really, like, blunt person. Like, oh, you're not doing it right? I will tell you how to do it right. Mm-hmm. And then you just, like, learn from there. So I think just over time I've learned that it's just, like, the way she is and just accepting.
Yeah.
As long as you try, then it matters.
Maybe that means I need to grow up. But just, like, I don't know. Sometimes I just get upset because I'll, like, do the dishes. And then, you know, we put them in our drying rack.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, I already did the dishes, so I don't have to dry them kind of thing. They'll air dry also. But my mom...
likes to dry them and put them away?
Yeah.
My mom likes to do that too.
Yeah, but she gets upset at me that I didn't then dry them. But is doing the dishes, like, not enough? And then it's like, oh, well then... like, doing one is never... I feel not as appreciated because it's like... well, then you didn't dry them, and then you didn't wipe the counters, and then you didn't clean the stove. And it's like, I don't want to do all of that. I just want to do, like, you know, if someone's doing the dishes, sometimes I'll walk up and I'll start drying because I know my mom likes them dry.
Yeah.
And so that's okay because then she doesn't really expect me to do anything else. But I feel like whenever I do the dishes, it's like, well, you didn't, like, do everything. And it's like, the thing is that my brother and my dad, they don't help out unless prompted. Like, if I'm like,
it's a guy thing too.
Yeah, I know. And it's just like, but I'm like, mom, and so that's why I get kind of upset that I'm like, at least I'm doing something versus I have to be like, hey Nate, wanna, like, dry the dishes? And then he gets upset that I even brought it up, and it's like, well, I'm doing the dishes and then you can dry them. Like, and sometimes if someone else is doing the dishes, I'll try them because I know. And so it's just like, Mom, you should appreciate that I'm, like, trying to help out because the other people don't. Mm-hmm. But then it's like, no, because she wants all this other stuff done, too. And I'm just like, no, I don't want to do anything.
Yeah, now you're discouraged.
So, like, that doesn't happen?
I think it's just been ground into, like, in my head, I don't leave the kitchen until everything's done.
Okay.
So, like, the check boxes have been, there's ground in the stone that is my head. Don't leave. And in a way, for my family too, I think it's because my mom has been, like, pretty expressive about it, that they also don't leave the kitchen.
Oh, so they all help
we
out.
We are all in this together.
Because I think that would be better if we, like, all did it, but it's like, that's not how it is. And so I can understand my mom's frustrated because if she has to do everything, like, yeah, but at the same time, I also don't want to do everything. So.
Yeah, I think everything, like, everyone's different, you know.
Your mom needs to teach needs to teach us her ways so that we can teach our boys how to do this.
All the boys, listen up. If there are any guys listening to this podcast, support the woman in your family. Go woman power.
Also, I think I do need to get better at, like, cleaning more. I just, slowly but surely, I'm getting there.
Yeah.
That's what matters.
Yeah. As long as you're taking steps, baby steps.
Okay, should we talk about quality time?
Yes, quality time.
So yours is number two.
Yeah, I love quality. Yours is number one.
Yeah.
Well, when I think of quality time, I think of the not just when we hang out, it's, you know, when people think quality time, oh, you're just hanging out, and then it checks off the box. But for me, it's also that feeling that you get when you leave. You'll feel, for me, I feel all warm and fuzzy after I hang out with you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's nice.
And I'm all happy when I'm driving home. And so that to me really is what makes me like quality time the most, because even if we're not doing, I don't know, something crazy and merely just having a really good talk and connecting heart to heart, I think that can make me feel very happy.
Aw, that's good.
Yeah. Yeah, and the same thing with my family, too. I really think that I try to avoid, like, watching TV too much because I really like playing board games or talking or interacting.
Yeah.
As opposed to everyone just sitting there and just staring at a screen, which we watch TV a lot, so nothing bad against watching movies and TV. But in a way, I'm hoping or trying to push for right now in my family more of that team building, family bonding beyond just sitting on the sofa.
I agree. I like the interaction. With my family specifically, they like to watch TV. Like, my dad and my brother love to watch TV, and that's how they... And I'm like, I don't... Like, but we're missing the interaction part of it. And so I do think that I also don't... Like, I like watching TV with them, but if it's an everyday thing and that's what they do for hours, and sometimes I'm like, oh, let's play a board game, and, like, they don't really want to, it makes me sad. Because, so we are that family that just sit on the couch, but at the same time, if I don't watch TV with them, then it's like...
There's no family time, right?
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, you kind of just gotta do it sometimes. But yeah, it's funny because we had this, I had a talk at least, it's like, hey, I don't really want to watch TV that much. And it kind of turned into an argument. It's like, okay, it's just not great for me.
Yeah. And for my family, too, some people, they just feel so tired, right, when they get home from work or their day or anything that they had to do, right? And so to them, sitting down on the sofa is relaxing, and they want to do that with their family, right? Whereas even though I'm tired, like you said, that interaction with people, something about just talking, laughing over a funny story, and sharing ideas, and That's why I like board games so much, because it brings out the different sides of everyone. And you get to see how they strategize, or even if competitive natures do sometimes get out of hand, in a way it's fun to be competitive, right? Except when it's like really scary and people are really angry, but
like, you've never had a board game night with my family. With normal people. I do love board games. And I think we're pretty similar at that.
In a way, we should play board games more.
Well, I'm still upset. You're taking everyone else to this cool board game place and you have yet to take me. I had to beg for an invitation. It was very sad. One day.
We will go one day.
Yes. And we're supposed to go to trivia night soon, hopefully. Yeah. Once your busy time.
Yeah, probably after March.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, so board game. Trivia night. Bam.
There we go. Interacting. Yeah. Yes. I think it'll be good.
Yeah. It'll be fun. Spice things up. Not just the podcast all the time.
I know.
Not that there's anything wrong with us sharing thoughts on books and hot topics. Gotta spice it up and have some inspiration when we come back to talk to you on the podcast, right?
Yeah, something to talk about in our quarterly review.
Mm-hmm. Coming up.
Yes. At some point.
Yes.
I don't know when that is.
Yeah, we're hoping to create a podcast where you get to hear some updates on fun things that we do beyond the podcast.
Beyond.
We do do fun things beyond.
Sometimes.
We'll make sure to do things before the podcast.
I was thinking, you know what would be fun? Mm. Is that, because I know you went to, like, the flower fields, or, like, a sunflower field, or a lavender, or something.
Yeah,
I was like, we should do that. Because I saw this article about, like, the super bloom.
Yeah.
But apparently they're banning the public or something, mm-hmm. So I was like, interesting.
We should do that amazing race thing that you talked about. Find another one.
Yeah.
And then do it.
Yeah.
Should we make a list? I like it. Immediately the type of person I am. Get the pen and paper out.
I mean, what are we really going to put on the list?
Things that we want to do together.
Oh, okay.
One. Board game.
Wait, I have to get a pen. Okay. One.
I do feel like you know a lot more board games than I do, so I'd love for you to teach me some board games.
I don't know that many. Well, we can learn new things.
Learning more things about you. Every podcast.
Okay, board games.
Then I will teach you some board games.
But also, I feel like we need more people for some.
Okay, we'll invite our friend.
Just one?
Okay, our friends.
Okay.
Two, trivia night.
Trivia. But it's, like, sad to write these down because it'll be a while before we can do them.
Really? Is that what I was like, this is exciting because I can see what is coming.
But now I have to wait. I don't like waiting.
Two different kinds of people.
Okay, three.
Amazing race.
Thing.
Yeah. We'll
activity.
Find one.
Will we, though? Okay. Thor.
Poppy fields or flower Poppy. Fields.
Flower field.
I just watched a TikTok. Very, very specific. How to pose for photos in a flower field.
Oh, good. I'm not gonna lie, sometimes I try to watch those TikToks to, like, learn.
And you forget, right?
Yeah, because the peace sign is a go-to. Yes. I don't know how to do anything
natural.
Else. Yeah.
Just right
it's
up
just
there.
Like, what else do you do with your hands? I can't do anything else. And sometimes they're, like, pose ideas. I'm just like, I would never do that. That's so awkward.
I can't imagine myself doing those kinds of nice, model-y poses.
Yeah, sometimes. And it's, like, especially, like, when my dad takes photos, it seems like he waits too long. And I'm, like, staring at the camera, and it makes me feel really awkward. Yeah.
Holding the pose for too long.
Yeah, too long. I'm like, I can't. And then I gotta go. I'm like, I'm done. Okay, five.
Five seems like a good number to stop at.
Okay, well, we don't have five yet. Well, we have the hockey game in, like, March.
Oh, yeah. Hockey game. Because I've never sat next to you in a hockey game before.
Well, you have only been to one.
That is true. And you yeah, were not next to me.
It's funny because now every time we go to a hockey game, my dad's like, try not to fight the people. And I'm like, yeah, I've learned my lesson. Okay, so we have five. That's good.
That's great. Quality time. Bam, right there.
And your birthday will come up at some point.
Yeah.
I'll have to think about something.
Yeah, and we're going to the Festival of Books.
But that's after your birthday.
Yeah, that's true. But, you know.
So should I add more to the list then?
Then I won't feel complete until it's 10.
Well, 7 seems like a good number.
Okay, yeah.
6. Book. Festival.
I'm really excited for that because I don't know what to expect. Apparently, it's just so cool.
Really?
Yeah.
Who told you that?
TikTok?
I haven't seen any TikToks about it. It's funny because, for me, the unexpected is very daunting. I'm like, I don't know what to expect, so I'm very intimidated. Should be fun, though.
Yes.
Okay, 7. What do you want to do for your birthday?
I want to go to the board game place, which is already on our list.
Well, that's a specific date, then.
I want to go more than once, so...
Well, you went with your other friends.
Are there other things? I feel like there are other things on my mental list where I see them and I say, I want to do that, but then I don't remember.
I feel that too. And also, I never write them down really, so it's always mental. And it's like, oh, I'll remember this, and then I don't. What's something else that we could do here?
You go That's to those question. Cool farmers art craft markets, right?
Oh, yeah,
I've never
that.
Been to those. You should take me.
Okay. So we should do that then?
Yes.
Normally I go with my mom. You want to come with my mom?
Sure.
Okay. It's funny because so I got invited to my coworker's Super Bowl party.
Oh.
And I was like, can I bring my mom? My mom's like, she's gonna think that's so weird. I'm like, well, we'll see.
Did you ask her yet?
Yeah, she said yeah.
Oh.
But she said it like, yeah. I was like, okay, you said yeah, I'll bring her.
Your coworker seems like a very extroverted person.
Yeah, she's pretty extroverted.
Can't even imagine inviting a bunch of people. Wow. I hope you have fun.
Are you having a Super Bowl party?
Well, not a party. It's just me and my fam. Which, funny story, when we were younger, not that much younger, maybe like 7 years ago.
It's a while ago.
We started being more aware of the Super Bowl hype. That people have parties on Super Bowl day. And so my brother and I went to go get some Super Bowl snacks. And even though we knew that it was just going to be our immediate family for this Super Bowl day, we poured the snacks in big bowls and we were all like very excited and hyped up. And then it ended up just being us on the couch with all these bowls of snacks and our parents just walking around doing household things. So I just thought that was kind of funny.
You guys got really excited and poured everything out.
Yeah, basically.
So is that what it's going to be like? Or is it now more
Now we
of a
know
party?
Better. No.
Oh.
It's not another party. We just know better to not pour everything out.
Okay, yeah.
And then we just... And we're not invested in any of the teams this year.
My first memory of, like, thinking about the Super Bowl, it was in middle school when I was sitting on the PE numbers, and they were talking about the Super Bowl. And I think this was during the time when the Patriots were, like, pretty prominent. And I was like, clearly this is something that I should know. And that's what I remember thinking.
And that was your memory of the Super Bowl?
Yeah, like, I feel like my first memory of, like, oh, the Super Bowl is something that, like, people talk about.
Yeah. There are those things that, in the workplace, our main points throughout the year that people are going to bring up and talk about.
Which is why I feel like this football is America's sport. Because I have that memory of the Super Bowl, but do I remember anything about, like, baseball playoffs? No.
That's right. People do talk about them.
Yeah.
But not as much as the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Are you excited for the halftime show? Rihanna?
I didn't know it was Rihanna. Oh. So, no.
Okay. Rihanna kind of falls in the scope of different genre of music than you usually listen to.
Yes. Are you excited?
I mean, I wasn't excited until now.
Oh, okay.
Just because it's closer.
Oh, okay. So that's good.
Yeah.
I think I didn't really like J-Lo and Shakira.
Oh, was yeah.
Was that good? Also, the Maroon 5 one from, like, what, a few years ago?
Yeah.
Was not good.
No,
that was so disappointing.
People didn't like it. The general consensus.
Oh, you liked it?
No.
Okay.
It was mediocre. The only ones I remember clearly are Lady Gaga and Katy Perry. Last year's was The Weeknd, but it was, I mean, it was okay.
Wait, but what? Last year's was also, like, they had old people? Because it was in L.A.
Oh, just kidding. Was The Weeknd the one before?
No, I can't because I feel like, did they have, like, two? Like, The Weeknd brought out people, maybe?
I don't even remember anymore.
Because I remember The Weeknd.
Yeah.
And I remember...
The old people.
Yeah, the old people. But I don't remember who it was. Like, was that Eminem?
Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg?
I think so. But I'm not really into that kind of music, so...
So, I think it was the same one, and The Weeknd was just, like, after that.
Mm.
Or, like, he was there.
Yeah.
And it wasn't memorable at that moment. Yeah, I don't know. I'm, like, not a big halftime show person.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen one that was, like, I was like, oh, that's so good.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe this will be the year.
Rihanna?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll see. All right, so wrapping this episode up.
Okay, I actually have a really good one, so I'm going to go first.
Okay.
Because I recently listened to this guy's album that I really like.
Mm-hmm.
And his name is Ian McConnell.
Mm-hmm.
And originally, I had just heard his one song, Friends.
Mm-hmm.
But his whole album, season one,
mm-hmm.
is really good.
Ooh.
Like, it's really good. And so, if I were to pick one, if I were to pick two, his song Important and Hating Stuff,
mm-hmm.
those are, like, my favorites. I mean, minus, they're all good, is the thing. But those ones, like, really hit, because Important is about how, like, nothing matters. And so I like that because sometimes I get in my head about things. And
yeah.
His song, Hating Stuff, is about, like, he doesn't know why he spent so much time hating stuff. And I'm like, that's true. Because I feel like everyone goes through a phase where they kind of, where it's cool to not like things.
Yeah.
And I think the older you get, the more you're like, you know, it's cool to like things.
Yeah. And it's okay to like things. Or even popular things.
Yeah. Yes. You know, the whole, like, when you grow up and, like, pink is a girl color, so some people try to, like, stay away from pink.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, I hate pink.
Yeah.
Just because it's so stereotypical, but then you come back and you're like, you know, pink's not too bad kind of thing. Like, why did I hate it for no reason? Anyway, things like that. It's really good.
I will give it a listen.
Okay.
I, like last time or many other times, I have not been listening to new music lately. Usually it's just lo-fi music while I'm working.
Okay.
So, yeah, just whatever is on YouTube. Okay. My song that I recommend is Nobody Compares to You by Griffin and Katie Perlman. It is, I think I just like the beats and the vibe of the song. Whenever I listen to it, and it's been in my playlist probably since 2018 or 2019, but it makes me feel like I'm standing in a room at a New Year's party or something like that, but I'm dancing and I'm enjoying my time.
Ooh, okay.
Even though it's not like a happy song, it's kind of like a I wish I could be with you song.
Okay.
But I like the song, so.
Okay.
I hope you enjoy it.
I think I will. I like Griffin. So it should be good.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I hope everyone has a happy Valentine's Day.
Yes, and feels the love tonight and every day after.
In all five forms.
Yes. Okay, until next week. Bye. Bye.